with people hating on you like that.
But if that red-haired man walked by one of Billy's construction sites, every guy there would strain his vocabulary to find new ways to call him fag. Billy might not join them, but he probably wouldn't stop them. Guys like him hated gays. That's just the way it was. The girl coffee server walked from behind the counter with a large, steaming latte. She went to the redhead's table, put down the cup, and kissed the pretty guy on the cheek. Uh-oh. Blue-collar guy stood up. Not good. Nobody seemed to notice. Shit. The man was big, but not as big as Billy. Billy rose slowly, staring at the worker. Look at me. The big guy's eyes flicked to him. Casually, Billy moved his head from side to side. Don't do it. For a second, the guy just stared at Billy, blankly. And then he seemed to recognize somebody like him. Somebody in rumpled work clothes. His eyes met Billy's, focused. He shook his head once, fought some kind of internal war, then tensed and stepped forward. Billy stepped forward, too. The guy turned red to his hairline, made a soft sound, and took off out the door like he was being chased by the damned gay pride parade. Billy could feel his hands,